Senator Bert Stedman of Sitka is the only Republican coalition member who hasn't joined the new majority. Sitka officials say Stedman losing his chairmanship on the powerful Senate Finance Committee is bad news for Southeast Alaska, but they're not quite sure what the exact impact will be. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
Stedman had been co-chair of Senate Finance since 2007, and officials in Sitka say having him in that role for the last 6 years has helped the community.
Have we lost some strength? Absolutely.
That's Jim Dinley, Sitka's municipal administrator. He says Stedman brought a lot of grants and financial support back to Sitka.
Bert was very good to us. He made it easy for us to get appointments with other departments and other senators and representatives. We're basically back to square one.
The new Senate Finance co-chairs are Kevin Meyer of Anchorage and Pete Kelly of Fairbanks. Senate President Gary Stevens is now going to be chairman of the Education Committee, and the new Senate president is Wasilla Republican Charlie Huggins. Sitka, like many other Alaska communities, looks to the state for help funding its big infrastructure projects. That will be especially true in 2013. The city has already asked the state for $43 million to help fund its expansion of the Blue Lake Dam, one of two hydro projects generating electricity. Construction costs on the dam are higher than originally predicted, and that has meant a scramble to find more money. Again, Administrator Dinley.
I think Bert will still be very effective for Sitka. He's a good choice for the election. Will we be as successful? One can only hope that we would be.
Stedman could not be reached for comment before the deadline for this story. It's not known what his committee assignment will be, or even whether he'll join the Senate's majority caucus. He's the only Republican who has yet to do so. Sitka Mayor Mim McConnell says she assumes Stedman will join his GOP colleagues.
Basically, if you're not a part of the majority, then it's really hard to get things done. So I kind of expect him to join the majority, but that's also going to put pressure on him to vote for things like the big tax cuts for the oil companies, and I know he's not in favor of that.
McConnell will be one of many local officials from around the state who descend on Juneau this winter to lobby lawmakers on behalf of their hometowns.
There's so many critical issues that we're going to have to deal with that we're going to have to fight a little harder for, and that's going to take some time.
McConnell says she'll probably spend more time working the Capitol this year than she will attending the other meetings that come with the visit to Juneau. But she also is hopeful the new Senate majority will be receptive to Sitka's needs.
One of their top three areas of focus is delivering affordable energy to Alaskans. And Sitka fits right in with that. I mean, that's exactly what this Blue Lake project is all about.
And that will likely be what the city argues in Juneau when members of the Alaska legislature get to work in mid-January. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.